So prospecting right now with all this craziness with the pandemic, it's a bit challenging to say the least. Now, there is something that can happen to you right now that could be absolutely devastating. It could be career ending. And this week, we're going to go there. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 30,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. Okay, so here we are. We're knee-deep in this whole craziness with the pandemic, and I bet a lot of you guys, and in fact, I'm just going to put my cards on the table and tell you that in some ways, we're starting to go a little stir-crazy here at Casa de Castain. We're trying our best to keep spirits up, and we're doing a good job with it, but this whole stay-in-the-house thing is a bit much, and yes, certainly we're not at a point that we have to stay in the house, but yeah, we're working from home, except my wife, who actually works in a hospital, and we're trying to limit the amount of times that we're going out there, but what's made it a little bit difficult this weekend is that it's been raining the whole weekend. So where I could normally go outside, enjoy the backyard, and those of you who know me, if I'm out there in the backyard, I'm going to be lighting up a nice cigar and chilling out. Really haven't been able to do that this weekend, so just feeling a little bit claustrophobic, I guess you would say. So I'm wondering how you guys are doing, how you're holding up with it or whatever, and don't want to sound like a big baby. I mean, heck, I'm thinking if this is as bad as it gets for me and my family, boy, you know, thank God, right, at a time like this. So today, we're going to be talking about something that can be absolutely devastating to you when you're prospecting right now. It could actually be career ending for you. And I'm not being dramatic. I mean, I seriously believe this. And you know how I am. I don't like to do a lot of beating around the bush here. So I'm just going to lay it out for you. But once we identify it, that's like, okay, that's it. End of podcast. I want to talk about, okay, now that we've gotten this out in the open, what do we do about it? And how can we avoid this and keep this from happening to us? So here's what I'm concerned about right now with many of you, because I'm hearing it. I've even heard it from several of my coaching clients. We had to talk through this and work out a game plan. I've heard this from sales leadership. Different people that I know are telling me this on LinkedIn, that they're experiencing this with their sales team. So I know this must be a very real challenge that you guys are having right now, and it's hesitating to call because either you feel like it's the wrong time to sell, and or people are giving you a high level of shit for cold calling them right now, like almost how dare you do it. So I want to go there, and I want to give you some things that are going to help you work through it. Today's podcast isn't about complaining about that. That's not going to do anything for us, but I want to give you some tools to get through it, and I even want to share with you how I've experienced that too. So remember, I'm in the trenches with you guys as well. I'm not sitting here high atop, you know, the Castain Training Corporation here, where we have hundreds and hundreds of employees and billions of dollars in sales. I mean, I'm a one-man act. So I have to be out there beating the bushes too, just like you guys. So I'll share some of that with you as well. So let's get down to business. I really believe that anytime you want to work through a challenge, you want to kick ass, whatever it is, it begins with your mindset. And part of that mindset is the belief that you are truly offering something right now that can help. Let me say it again. It begins with that belief that you're offering something right now that can truly help. Now, some of you might have heard that and said, yeah, but the thing is, Paul, I don't think I am offering something that can help right now. Well, I'm going to give you some ideas to have you think about your solution in a different way, because many of you haven't had to think about it a different way. And that can be actually a good thing that can come in bad times, is it challenges us to look at things from an angle that we never would have if life didn't pick us up and face us in a different direction, right? It raises our awareness to things. So right now, if you have a solution that, and I want you to truly think about the things that I'm going to offer today, and I want you to go back, not only to think about it on your own, but this is the kind of stuff sales teams should be talking about, where you look at your solution and look at, again, like, what does it help people solve that would be particularly relevant right now, not just in general. And you might be saying, yeah, we did this a while ago. Yeah, probably before the pandemic. But even so, it's something that you have to be thinking about constantly. Why? Because the world is constantly changing. It moves at the speed of light. And boy, right now, it's really moving quickly with all the crazy shit that's going on. So, like, just to get you thinking, think about your solution. Does it, and the things that right now are incredibly valuable to your potential clients, like growing top line revenue. They need money to sustain themselves. They need money to keep the lights turned on. They need money to keep people from being laid off of their company, man. And I got to tell you, it's depressing the shit out of me when I go over onto LinkedIn and I see all these people who have been laid off recently. It's not even every day. It's within any session that I go over to LinkedIn and say, okay, I'm going to be on LinkedIn for half an hour, whatever it is. I will come across easily a dozen people who are putting the word out there, trying to find a job. I've heard of entire companies laying off like everyone. I mean, it's bad out there. And also, too, I'm not sitting here crying on your shoulder, but actually just happened to my daughter. She's in retail. And out here, they've closed, and she's a store manager, by the way. And not only was she laid off the other day, but she had to make the call to her teammates and tell them, I'm sorry, but, you know, there's nothing for you right now and whatever. So, I mean, this is out there. So anything that you can do to help grow the top line, help them keep the lights on, help them keep employees, but also how about reducing expenses? That's important. If you have a solution that can help with that. Now, quick time out. It's not only are we thinking about ways that your solution can help with these areas that I'm laying out, but also if you come across resources to help them, it's going to be important because you also want to be helpful. You also want to be valuable. So as I go along, if there's absolutely no way that your solution can help with these ideas that I'm coming up with, then also don't forget, because you should be doing this shit anyway, thinking about how you can bring value, how you can be helpful. Because just because you might not be able to check these boxes that I'm offering doesn't mean that you still can't help and that you still shouldn't keep in touch. So let's move on. Help them operate more efficiently. How about instill confidence amongst employees and customers and shareholders and, you know, improving morale? I mean, we can go on and on and on. And my whole point in this and why I'm going to cut this part of the podcast short is that I don't want to sit here and feed you and give you a full belly on that stuff. But I do want to teach you how to fish. I want you to think through what else, because obviously I missed a lot of things there. I don't want you to think, wow, Castain, man, is really off his game now that the world is crumbling around him, man. He's off his game. He's only gave us a handful of things. No, I want to be a good coach. I want you to get out there and figure it out. What are the things that your solution can do that would be very relevant to them now? So if you can begin with that belief that you have something of value, whether it be through your solution or other resources that are out there that they could desperately need, then by all means, you should be picking up the phone right now. And I want to be clear with something. I don't know how and why this happens in today's society. And this isn't me going off on a rant, but it needs to be said. I've noticed in the last few years that the minute you say something, sometimes people take this shit to the extreme, well, you know, Castain's saying I should be out there selling. And, you know, I don't want to be, people shouldn't be out there profiteering and gouging. How the hell could you make that out from what I just said? What I said was to be valuable to them, to bring value. Nobody said that selling at a time like this automatically has to equate to being sleazy. So I want to make sure that you believe that in your heart and that you can, in fact, sell without being sleazy. You can, in fact, communicate without always having a sales message. But I also want to tell you that, yeah, as nice as it is to change it up and not always having a sales message, try paying your mortgage on pure kindness. Try keeping your family fed on pure kindness. Try saving all the jobs in your company on pure kindness. In fact, let's kind of go there right now. I want you to understand, and this is part of the mindset that you need to have, that commerce right now absolutely must keep moving. And again, I really believe that sometimes it's our personal beliefs that get in the way. In fact, if you listen to people like Tony Robbins, even the late Zig Ziglar, certainly Brian Tracy, and people who get into performance, like in the sports, the whole psychology, sports psychology, a lot of them maintain, and I really believe this, that the number one obstacle that we have to success is usually ourselves. And when we break that down further, it's our belief system. And many times our belief system is based on shit that maybe happened to us years and years and years ago. Sometimes it's almost superstitious. Many times it's not based on fact. And right now, you might truly believe that, well, no, it's a bad time for business to be moving. But my question to you is, how do you keep the lights on if there's no money flowing into your company? In fact, let me give you some examples that you might need to hear now. Forgive me, I'm going to put on my Captain Obvious cape for this one. But when you sell, you also help your company stay afloat. Now, let me stop for a second. You might be saying, okay, Castain's getting selfish. But do you notice how I began this podcast by talking about the things that are useful to your client first and your prospect first, like growing the top line and reducing expenses and helping them operate more efficiently? We talked about them first. You know, you're allowed to get something out of this too, you know. So when we sell, you also help your company stay afloat. You save jobs. You are putting money in your pocket, not so that you could just get rich off of people out there who are desperate and you are taking advantage and gouging and being the epitome of a sleazy salesperson. No. But what will happen is now when you have money in your pocket, ladies and gentlemen, you can support local businesses that desperately need your help. In fact, I bet you, and I don't want to be right about this, you probably already know of local businesses that are done and already had a tap out. In addition, when you have money in your pocket and you're making money, you can also support charities that right now, do you think that maybe those charities might be taking a hit because they've got to dole out more than they usually do? And not only that, but people are worrying about themselves. People are not in a position to be donating. When you have a few extra bucks in your pocket, you can help them. But also, in fact, I want to give you an example because I just want to let you know how I go through this myself. Do you know the other day we had a webinar and it was called How to Sell in Uncertain Times? And I sent out an email and I kind of, for a second, almost went through what we were talking about here, which is, you know, we're talking about two things here. Number one, that you truly don't believe it's the time to be selling. I do believe it's the time to be selling. So I was able to check that box. But when somebody gives you shit, even during good times, guess what happens? And we've talked about it on this podcast. You second guess yourself. Oh, man, should I be prospecting? Oh, man, should I be using LinkedIn to sell? Oh, man, should I send a salesy email? I mean, God forbid. forbid the humanity that a salesperson will try to sell. Next thing you know, doctors will try to be doctors, and analysts will try to be analysts, and lawyers will try to lawyer. Oh my God. Well, I sent out an email the other day talking about the webinar that I had coming up, and someone gave me an earful of shit because of it. And, you know, like it's the wrong time to be selling, and, you know, they were nice about it, but I got an earful of shit. So there's many ways that you can respond to that. Like, you don't have to respond to it, or if you're an idiot like me, you respond to it. Now, this is one of those moments where it's, don't try this at home, kids. Remember, I'm a one-man act. You're not going to go and call my boss because I was a dick to you. I mean, I guess technically you can call my wife, but she already knows I'm a dick. But you know, I'm not going to go and get brought before HR. This is my company. My name's on the door. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to throw myself on the grenade for you guys, because I feel that the more assholes there are out there pushing back on salespeople who are nice and respectful, by the way. I don't mind if people want to give a salesperson an earful of shit who are disrespectful and insensitive and pushy and clueless at a time like this. I think they deserve it. But when someone who generally helps and has a bunch of blog posts there for you. By the way, I have over 4,000 free blog posts on my website. This podcast, not only are there, this is episode 284, so 284 episodes. There's actually about 325 or 330 audio sales lessons free for you. I have all kinds of free PBS, the network, free PDFs on my website. I can go on and on. I think you're allowed to sell once in a while. But this person gave me shit, so I figured I'm going to throw myself on the grenade. I want to make it a little more difficult for this person to do it to you guys in the future. So I fired back, respectfully, professionally. When they said it was wrong for me to be selling at a time like this, this person sells printing. So I said, I'm curious. You know, are you offering printing for free right now? Well, no, but, we give people a break who need it. Now, I just want to point out to you, this person is completely full of shit. And first of all, he wasn't asking me for a break. He was just pissing and moaning. And the guy was subscribed to my newsletter for 4 years. He never bought a damn thing from me. I don't think this was the straw that broke the camel's back. And by the way, he signed up on a free webinar that I gave away 4 years ago, and he's been doing nothing but taking my free stuff. This guy was never going to buy from me. I am confident of that. But here's my point. Now, did I just say this to make myself sound big and bad and to just go and complain? No, I want to keep this positive. But I think sometimes when you know the place where somebody's coming from, when they're giving you shit, it removes that power that they have over you. First of all, we need to understand something. This person that I dealt with, the people that you deal with, they are scared right now. And when we're scared and we're dealing with uncertainty, sometimes is it possible that we say dopey shit? Yeah. But there's another part of this too. A lot of the people who are going to be telling you this is not the time to be selling, unless you're truly trying to sell like the airline industry right now, who are completely, you know, almost completely shut down, and the cruise lines and things like that. You need to understand that the average person who is going to push back and be a dick with you is a hypocrite. Why do I say that? Because I guarantee you they are selling right now. Unless they have such a fortune, you know, a deep well of cash right now that they could just sit it out and be quote unquote kind, but they have to keep the lights on. So somebody is supporting that imbecile who just gave you an earful. And that's what I want to tell you. Now, does that mean that you say that to them? No. But sometimes it's almost like with a bully. If you understand where they're coming from, they no longer have that power over you. So what I've always done in the past, and again, we did a podcast on this, is whenever I've encountered an idiot. Now, let's take this whole pandemic out of it. This was my attitude forever. And I get somebody who's an idiot with me on the phone and just uncalled for. When I hang up the phone, and remember, when I hang up the phone, the very first thing I say to myself, not to this person. Now, you may not like my style, but I'm going to tell you it. I'm being real straight up honest here. I say the F curse to myself, and I pretend like I'm talking to them, and I say F you, except I'm not saying F. I mean, I'm full out saying the damn curse. I say F you. Now, again, I'm saying it to myself. Why do I do it? And what am I saying F you to? Because they hurt my little feelings? No, they didn't, hardly. But my theory is, F you if you think that you can shut me down and keep me from helping other people because you're having a shitty day or you're having a shitty time, or you really think that saying some unkind words to me, that's going to stop this train? You know, F you, you got to bring a lot more than that to stop me. I've been through a hell of a lot more, and I've got the scars to prove it, ladies and gentlemen, that some unkind words, do you really think that's going to be enough for me to shut it down, turn to my wife and kids and say, Daddy doesn't have the money to put food on the table. You know, I want everybody to go out and beg right now. Do you think that's going to keep me from helping you guys because one person attempted to feel a little taller by stepping on me? Absolutely not. So my attitude in the past was always that way, but I've modified it for this right now. I mean, again, I understand they're scared. And when people are scared, they do say things that aren't exactly appropriate or kind. And the filter comes off. And we have to be able to handle that. But I still think that you have to realize that the average person saying it to you is, they're not doing it on purpose, but they're a hypocrite. And as a side note, I just want to tell you, on LinkedIn, I see all these thought leaders, not a bunch, but there's enough to have me concerned that are saying, you shouldn't be selling at a time like this. Well, first of all, one of the guys that said this is pretty freaking rich. And the average person reading it is not. And you guys heard me talk about this a few weeks ago. I've always been, for the last year or two, I've been bumping into this thing. And I forgot the organization that did the study. But I offered the name of the organization a few weeks ago on the podcast. But they say that the average American, if they were faced with a $400 unexpected expense, would have to, it would almost cripple them. They would have to borrow the money. So do you think right now that most of us got hit with a little more than a $400 unexpected expense? So the average person reading that advice that this wealthy person is putting out there does not have the deep pockets to sustain a no-selling type of rule. But also, I also want you to realize that you can also cut that hypocrisy with a knife, because it was just yesterday that somebody was going on and on about the whole be kind thing, which you're allowed to be kind. You can be kind and sell too. Don't think it's one versus the other. In fact, you and I should have been doing this all along. We should always have been kind. But you don't sacrifice one by doing the other. You can do both. But it was so funny because somebody who was putting this advice out just yesterday, somebody pointed out that they had several ads running, selling their wares over on Facebook. And that is a form of selling. So many times people giving this advice, they're going for what I call soundbite advice. That advice that you know on a social network is going to get everybody, yeah, thank you for saying that. I needed to read this today. You know, that soundbite, like, oh my gosh, look what Castain was saying about not selling right now. They're going for the likes. They're going for that soundbite that everybody's going to be quoting all over LinkedIn tomorrow. So keep that in mind too. But now, let's move on, okay? Because I kind of felt like I was rambling there a little bit. I also want you to understand that, you know, the next thing you should be doing in order to weather this storm is before you start making your calls in the morning, you have to put your body armor on. And you absolutely can't come off of watching CNN or Fox News or ABC News, whatever your news source of choice is. You can't come off of watching listening, reading the news, and start making cold calls. In fact, I would recommend that you take the news in bite-sized pieces right now. And I have to remember to take my own advice on that one, because so many times in the last week, I had the damn news going in the background while I was writing content or doing other things. And I was wondering why I felt utterly like shit. Seriously, it just drops my spirits. They make money on negativity. They know the more negative they get and the more they focus on that part of the party, the more people tune in, the more advertising that they sell. So don't ever forget, even in good times, the news makes money on negativity. You as a sales professional, you as a business owner, you as a humble student of sales, do not make money on negativity. So I want you to visualize spending a lot of time on hanging out, listening and reading and watching the news as somebody taking your body armor off of you before you cold call. You're already going into battle stripped of your protective mechanism, which is your attitude. So what I want you to do is start by not doing the news. Now, I want to be clear again, because sometimes people take things the wrong way. I didn't just say to you, don't do the news. I'm saying, if you're about to go on the phone, stay the hell away from the news. You can go check on that later. I promise you, the world will still be here, and you will not have missed the memo. It will get to you, because I don't know, maybe it's just me. Don't they have a little habit of, Yeah, repeating the shit out of this stuff? They really do. So that's first of all. I personally find I get a lot of value out of reading an uplifting story or watching an uplifting video or laughing and perhaps, watching and listening to comedy. Just a quick thing. The other day, I came across a video, and I can't say the full name of the video, so I'm going to have to do the initial, only because it has a curse word in there that we haven't quite broken that barrier yet on my podcast. I don't know that we will. It's the F curse. And by now, many of you have probably heard or watched this video of this little old man singing a song about the coronavirus. And it's called Stay the F at Home. And it is funny as hell. And if you haven't checked it out and you could use a laugh, and we really all need to do that right now. Remember to laugh at times when you're not really used to laughing. You might want to go on YouTube or certainly hit the interwebs, as they say, and do a search for Stay the F at Home, except you can spell it out. I won't tell anybody. So it's just funny as hell. So when you come off of things that make you feel good, like listening, watching comedy, listening to uplifting music, something, again, like music or a funny song or whatever, if you, again, spend that time, I know people who meditate. I know other people that come off of maybe some prayer and they hit the phones. Reading these uplifting stories, It's going to put you in better shape than watching the news and then hitting the phone. So put your body armor on first. But then last but not least, there's two other things I have for you. Make sure, now with your messaging, you might be thinking, oh yeah, but you know, Paul, I'm kind of with you, but I still feel really shitty when I prospect right now. So there's a really good system that we talked about on the webinar that I did the other day. And I'm going to give you the link for the webinar in case, which is now an instant download, in case you want to check it out, because we talked about a lot of messaging things there. And we talked about how you can change up your messaging at a time like this without being just full on salesy, right? Mixing it up. So we, if you want to learn more about that, go to yoursalesplaybook.com/keepselling. yoursalesplaybook.com/keepselling. But we talked about this approach called the one-off, one-on approach to your messaging. One off, one on. So what does that mean? I kind of think of like wax on, wax off. And what this is with an off message, and when I say message, notice I'm not saying a call or an email. I'm saying a message because it could be any of those things. It could be on LinkedIn. It could be calling. It could be sending them something. An off message is a message that has no sales aspect. It's pure value. It's pure helping. Well, what are some things along those lines? And that's another thing that I want to teach you to fish on. You should be talking about that with your team. What are some valuable things right now? Well, it could be a resource. It could be fun things that people could be doing virtually. Do you think your prospects right now, with, you know, especially those with kids and they're all like cooped up in the house, would find value in things, fun things that they could do virtually? Small business resources. I had shared with some of the small business owners that I work with something really cool that PayPal offers and what they're offering during this time of uncertainty. That could be a very good resource for small business owners. How about ideas, tips, and resources around doing more with less? Now, that's an off message. Remember, there's nothing salesy in it. It's basically, hey, here's something for you. Here's something to help. Here's something that will speak to a lot of these challenges that I know that you're going through. I'm here to help. But then you have your on messaging. Your on messaging, it doesn't have to be a pure sales message. It could even be a resource with a by the way at the end. Hey, by the way, we actually have a few more ideas that might be able to help you with this part of your business. I'm going to be calling you on such and such a day and such a time just to kind of, you know, offer those to you as well. I hope you take my call. Talk to you then. I mean, that's something that you could do too. You could do a by the way. But if you want to just do a sales message, you certainly can. But my point is, I don't know that right now is the time for pure sales messaging and a lot of it on top of it. I don't think it's a good time for that. I think that we ought to rethink how often we're getting in touch with people. I don't think it should be way out there on the extreme that we're hardly ever getting in touch with people. Why? Because I think people are more distracted than they ever have been. So, you know, we need to stay front and center with them. But I don't think that we should, you know, carpet bomb them with messaging right now. Last but not least, finally I can say last but not least, you need to be taking your prospecting efforts in bite-sized pieces, especially if you're getting some pushback from people. Because if you look at your prospecting as, oh shit, I've got 6 hours today of prospecting and I'm not even 15 minutes in, I had two people hang up on me or tell me, you know, I'm a piece of shit for prospecting at a time like this. You're not going to be able to run that marathon. Even that day, you're not going to be able to run the marathon, let alone keep up the work that you need to do as a sales professional over the next few weeks or possibly in the next few months. So I want to give you some advice that I gave my own son. And it's advice I've given you guys too, if you've been listening to me for a while. I introduced him to the Pomodoro technique the other day. And he's been kicking ass. The kid's been doing a great, great job. Again, if you've listened to me before, he's in software sales. And I'm really proud of the work he's doing. I hear what he's saying. He's being helpful when he asks how people are doing. He lets the conversation go there. If people want to talk about how hard things are or how challenging or working from home type of stuff, he'll get right in there and have a dialogue with them. Not, okay, well, wait, now that's enough talk about how you're doing. I have a little note here to care. Okay, I've cared. Let's move on to now the value proposition part of the call. He doesn't do that. So he's doing a great job. But I started hearing there was a part of one day where I could tell he was getting his ass kicked on the phone. And first thing I was doing was paying attention to what he was saying, because sometimes that can provoke. He was fine. He wasn't doing anything different, anything wrong than the calls where he was having these nice conversations. He was just catching some people in just a really bad place, which is quite understandable right now. So my advice to him was this. Right now, you have to take your prospecting in bite-sized pieces. The Pomodoro technique allows you to do that. So what you do is you set a timer. I use the little timer app that's on my smartphone, and you set it for 25 minutes. During those 25 minutes, you do your prospecting, but nothing else. You don't allow interruptions. You don't take an inbound call. You don't have any pop-ups going on or Slack or anything like that going on that takes you away from it, but it is pure focused activity. But then what you do at the end of the 25 minutes, that timer goes off, you step away from the phone. Now, why would I tell you to do that right now? Well, first of all, I'm not telling you avoid it. I'm telling you the way, there's an old set, or an old kind of riddle, I guess, or whatever, saying, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And we all have an elephant right now to eat with prospecting in uncertain times. That's one hell of an elephant we've got to eat. We're going to do it one bite at a time. In this case, 25 minutes at a time. At the end of 25 minutes, you have a choice. But either way, you're going to stop that phone. And what you can do is you could take 5 minutes at that point. If you had an inbound call, check that voicemail. Quick timeout on that one. Nobody's going to get pissed at you for having to wait 25 whole minutes for you to get back to them. Seriously, they're not. You could check your email. And then you could either hit the phones again, or you could shift over to another 25-minute activity. Maybe it's 25 minutes of emails. You take a little 5 minutes again between activities, and you maybe go back to the phone for 25 minutes. But here's the beauty of it. If you're getting your ass kicked out there, or if you just feel like, oh man, I'm just getting like every possessed decision maker right now. They're all evil today. And then you just look at that timer and say, but you know what though? I can muddle through. I have another 18 minutes to go and I get to switch activities. I think it's a lot harder when you say to yourself, I got 7 more hours of this, 8 more hours, or I got, you know, whatever, 3 more hours. But instead, you've got just, what, you know, 25 minutes max that you have to do. I also think it's going to help you with something else. It's going to, or a few other things. It's going to keep you very focused. And you're actually going to get more accomplished in 25 minutes. When you see that timer going, you're kind of competing against yourself. And you're staying focused because you're not allowing interruptions. I would venture to say that you'll get more done in that 25 minutes than you were doing in the past in an hour and a half. And that's what I usually hear from my clients when we talk about the Pomodoro technique. But the other thing that I want you to realize is that you can, after several calls in a row, you can sound very mechanical and you could sound particularly insincere. And I think people are going to really sniff that out right now. For example, I was listening in on one of my clients' calls because that's part of what I do with the coaching calls that I do. We listen to some live calls, and I was listening to a call, and the phrase that my client was saying was, now more than ever, you know, this is particularly important because of blah, blah, blah. And it was after several calls, it was not sounding conversational. It was sounding scripted, almost like, now more than I can't even act it out. I'm just not good at it. But just imagine very insincere as opposed to conversational and sincere. So people can sniff that out. So that's the other benefit to this. So there you have it, folks. There's several things that we talked about. Number one, we started with why I really believe you should be selling right now. The things that you should be thinking about that, to me, give you the right to pick up that phone and call someone. Understanding that commerce absolutely has to keep moving. The benefits to even the selfish side of this. We started with the client and what's in it for them when things are sold, but also we talked about what's in it for you. We talked about understanding why people might be pushing back on you right now. And I think when you understand it, it removes their power over you. And some of them are just scared, this uncertainty. Maybe just being cooped up in the damn house has them getting a little shitty with people, a little bitchy with everybody. You know, and also too, I said to you, hey, you know, understand that a lot of these people that are going to give you hell right now are hypocrites. They're out there, maybe not, they're not the ones selling, but how are they staying afloat? They're just sitting back on their fortune. The vast majority, they have to be supported by a sales force, advertisements, things like that. So I want you to remember things like that. But also, we talked about, how do you put your body armor at a at a time like this. And we said, definitely don't watch the news right before getting on a call, because you're going to be too negative. And you're going to feel like you've been beaten up before you get beaten up. That's not how you want to go into the phone. You want to also read something uplifting, maybe a story or something that's just like a lot of positivity. Listen to music that makes you feel good. On Spotify, why don't you create a list of feel-good music and just listen to that beforehand. Listen to comedy. Because, I mean, seriously, hit the phones after you've been laughing. And it's very hard to be nervous after you just pissed yourself laughing, right? I mean, it could be nervous, like, if you're drunk and you pissed yourself. But, right, in this case, I don't think you're getting drunk before you hit the phones. But if you are, hey, God bless if that's working for you. But also, too, maybe even reviewing the reasons why you should be calling before you pick up the phone to give you that last bit of confidence. But we also talked about your messaging. Not every message has to be a sales message. And we talked about one off, one on. An off message is, hey, here's something for you. Here's something valuable. Here's something helpful. Here's a resource for you. An on message could either be a pure sales message, or it could be an off message with kind of a by the way at the end. But there you have it, folks. And remember, my biggest concern and the point of today's podcast, And this has always been my advice. You can't ever let one person or two people or even three people shut down your efforts, because that's how it is with a lot of us. You get one person that kind of gives you that FU or gives you an earful, then you second guess yourself. And the way the brain is set up, it's designed to help you avoid things that are painful. And if you're having bad experiences on the phone, or if you don't feel you should be prospecting to begin with, guess what your brain is going to do? It's going to say, I got you, bro. I'm going to keep you away from that. Don't worry. Subconsciously, I'm going to find other shit for you to do right now. Little avoidance activities, like lots of admin work and rationalization of why you shouldn't be selling right now. So again, there you have it, folks. I want to offer two paid resources if you're interested. But if you found value in this and you'd like to learn how you could adjust your messaging, certainly in a time like this, you can go to yoursalesplaybook.com/keep selling. All one word, by the way, lowercase letters. yoursalesplaybook.com/keep selling. If you'd like to have a resource that can help you expedite your deals at a time like this without being insensitive, please visit yoursalesplaybook.com/close more. Again, all lowercase, all one word, yoursalesplaybook.com/close more. I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com, wishing you guys well. I hope you guys are all healthy. And remember, I'm here if you need me. God bless everyone. Talk to you soon.